You want to know about wetin dey happen at the disability community in a salon?
Now for listen to We Own Challenge program, we get the Democracy 98.1 FM. They bring to you every Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m. And the program they give us to people where they live with disability, as government with the Disability Act and other law them, don't give right to people where they live with disability.
The program they bring you issue them we get for do with people where they live with disability, look inside disabled law them, talk to policy maker with other one them, and We Own Challenge day for all disabled people in a salon.
We Own Challenge, they come to you every Wednesday, 4 to 5 p.m. live from the Society for Ready Democracy 98.1 FM.
We Own Challenge for all disabled people in a salon.
All right, good afternoon, and as well, I go welcome you to the program We Own Challenge, where they come to you live from the Society for Ready Democracy 98.1 FM na Freetown and courtesy of Osiwa, we na the Open Society Initiative for West Africa and Rockdale Foundation. We Own Challenge, like all time, na you want our program where they talk about issues that we get for do with person where they live with disability. And the program, they give voice to all disabled people in the country. As Red Democracy, they make this program, they get different voice them, we get for do it in them, where they surround people where they live in the disability community. And inside the program today, we they can look at waiting special needs institution them don't put in place for the 2017-2018 academic year. And we go say we so get update on the call where some disabled students there where they part of the special needs students then Afrabi College, University of Salon, done they make but 2 weeks back outside and they call on the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology for look into them concern where they say some parent students here don't not able to forget the granting need. All this plus other interview interesting issue them day inside the program this afternoon. No go no way continue for day with me Fatima as you say inside this 1 hour program. And like all time, we dey start with the disability news.
The Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. This is the disability news with me, Elizabeth Ali Blango. The president for the Sierra Leone Union on Disability Issues, Ludi Santigi Kagbo, say the delay for GIDI 2017 budget couple to the National Commission for Persons with Disability show say some authority them in this country they undermine the implementation of the country in Disability Act of 2011. This make the president for Sludi say it they call on government for look inside the concern where he say the Disability Commission not get yet the couple for the first half of the 2017 from the Ministry of Finance and Economic Development. This Sludi president talk this inside the Democracy We Own Challenge program Wednesday, September 6, 2017, and the Chief Commissioner of the National Commission for Persons with Disability, in the raise concerns, say now they not get yet the couple for the first half of 2017, and the country they now inside the second half of 2017. And for about 3 weeks now, some disabled students from the FBC that is concerned say the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology now approved 10 out of the 27 special needs students them within the FBC. And this the PRO for this association say they don't go against the country in Disability Act of 2011. We give the power to all disabled students them for get free access to any tertiary institution. That's not the disability news where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. With me, Elizabeth Ali Blango.
Well, from the disability news, I continue with the program. And just like I tell you today, inside the program, we can look at waiting special needs institution them don't put to in place for make them go able for open school for the 2017-2018 academic year. And you wait on the listing, wait on the follow We Own Challenge program from Radio Democracy. Go recall say about 3 weeks back we be do a program outside some member them na the special needs institution being come na the studio. And tell we say they only get plenty challenge for continue with education. Outside one by the major challenge where then people here say they don't get not that then they get late subvention from government. And say we so some of the facility they wait for day now the different special needs institution them, not they for blind students them and self other picking them. We supposed to get special facility na the institution they are. This make Radio Democracy they continue for look inside this topic as school law already opened this September. We want to know what they happen with the special needs school picking them. Inside the studio, I want for welcome Mohamed Sally Conte, when are the head teacher for both school. When are the head teacher for both school for the blind. Good afternoon, Mr. Conte, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
Okay. As say we so get with me at the studio, Sally Toure, where they inside the studio for can represent this, the heads of special needs institution, and in as say we so the head teacher for blind school now, Freedom. Good afternoon, Mr. Toure, and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Madam Presenter.
Okay. We say we so get the chairman and chief commissioner for na the National Commission for Persons with Disability, when Frederick Kamara, inside the studio with me.
Good afternoon and good afternoon, listeners.
Okay. We will continue with the program, and now I dey go to Sally Toure, where they inside the program for can represent heads of special needs institution. Mr. Toure, school door opened this Monday, way na September 11, 2017, for the 2017-2018 academic year. The special needs institution them, they don't set and don't begin, don't already go back to school?
No. The special needs institutions na salon not open yet, because of course, as you know, we all na government institutions, and most of us they run boarding home facilities. So as at now, we not actually resume schooling yet.
Why?
Well, the problems then, Boku, you could remember some time ago in July, the heads of special needs institutions meet, and we been get for raise number of issues where we put to paper, and we copy the Ministry of Education, and also make copies to the National Commission for Persons with Disability, Ministry of Finance, Accountant General's Department, even the Chief of Staff in the State House. These concerns ranged from one, gross inadequate of the subvention within the ghetto special needs institutions, and also the untimely payment of these subventions to special needs institutions. Then we also raised concern about the auxiliary staff way up till now we're not able for pay the minimum wage where government stipulates. This is as a result of the fact say the subvention very, very, very inadequate. So as at nine, we tell government that before we resume school, actually, we will kindly call upon government for letting give we the third and fourth quarter of the subvention. We range from July to December, because you know you're not going to be able for keep picking them at boarding home without you not feed them. Like for we, for example, we feed picking them three times a day, morning, afternoon, and evening. So we're not able for keep them on the, at the boarding home without you not feed them. So we call on governments kindly during that time day that they will kindly give we subvention before we resume school, or else if they not give it, then we'll not get any way so far for get funds for open schools.
So you say una don't call on government and una do so through letter. Yes. What don't be the response?
I must commend the Ministry of Education through the Deputy Minister too of Education, Science and Technology, because so far actually it don't be we contact point. When we write with letters, we support send them to the various areas we say we address. The Deputy Minister too of Education, Science and Technology, don't they give we audience, and as far as in concern, the process they on, it don't move from the area of the special needs desk. I think it just tell we say the process still they on, but Before they come to the studio, waiting we get so far, the process still there within the ministry. You know, move it from the ministry. And when he moved from the ministry, then he go down to treasury, then we know say, surely, we not go take in, we go really get we subvention for the third and fourth quarter. So far, now that we don't do that, that's so far we know. But we also, as you see, my colleague also from Bo, Paul School for the Blind, Don Kamtong, we also get other health teachers from McKinney, Bombali School for the Blind, Kabbalah School for the Blind, National School for the Deaf, and other institutions. We already did now, by tomorrow we will meet, for try for examine and do a follow-up and for see how far where the preparation of these documents did, so that we not go want for left them PKA so now who's for Sidom. Because, you know, already the beginning don't disable. The visually impaired, some now physically challenged. You left them at Oz and Sidom, it destroy their future. And really, we self no go want for strain them. We self na Kumra, we get picking them. We no go want for can't keep picking them. Now the body homes, and we no get food for feed them. So now that make, so far we no able for resume schooling yet.
Okay, Mr. Tue, continue for those men at the studio. I still get at the studio with me, Mohamed Sali Conte, where in self na head teacher for Bo School for the Blind. Mr. Conte, this particular situation now so it only be for the past years them or now for just this past and this current academic year where we don't go into when they experience this.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Moderator. This problem don't they happen over and over, and we think I'm saying this is a neglect to we, the disabled, them, because we don't, each time we they suffer, we they strain for bring up them, picking them here. Imagine if you know, if you get for feed picking them every month, for example, we they spend 10 bags of rice just for feeding. Just imagine. Then you owe an institution for a period of 6 to 7 months, you know, game, waiting if I take run an institution, it really painful. So not so just this year, nothing we don't they go on, now that make we self decide say, okay, well, we for meet the Minister of Education and table them problems they have to ram, so that you go find a way for let you know repeat anymore, because really with the strain, just imagine we learning system is very, very expensive. Out of what then they give you, now you feed the pekin, now there you buy teaching and learning materials, you pay workers and so on, medication. So and now boarding institutions they with their own. We institutions they not turn like other one them we pekin and the commander host and go school then return back. We on picking them, just imagine most of them can come out of them far villages them, and they don't get site for stay. So except we house them, you know, just imagine if you get a family of 4 or 5, you need for feed that family day and something only, how much more away you they get children of 50 or 60 or more in the compound.
So the next question, Anna, that what you don't take long all this wide way, now now with the year you know they come up with them particular concern there.
Well, not to say we not be done the move ahead, we don't write series of letters to the Minister of Education. We don't engage the permanent secretary on meetings, you know, about this concern. But up till now, the minister not seem for Yeriwi, it's 100%. We just thank God that now they don't begin the Yeriwi, because where we meet the minister too, deputy minister too, when Mr. Michael, James Michael Kamara,
More like Kamara,
he really received we fine in office. And just as my colleague don't talk, the process they go on. And tomorrow, we all don't decide, say, we go to the Ministry of Education for go.
And also, the ministry invites you now?
Well, not as such. The ministry not really invites me this time round. But this now just a reminder. We just want to remind them, say, school don't open, and up till now, we not get the third and fourth quarter subvention.
And how long una run dey into this, Mr. Tui?
You mean
the heads of special needs institution with the Ministry of Education? How long una run dey into this meeting, dialogue with them?
Since July, when we write with letter, we don't dey into this, but we actually don't dey meet with the, as we say, the Deputy Minister too of Education, Science and Technology. He has been very supportive, I can say. But
supportive in which way? What well, do you mean the support?
He don't they really transmit messages to relevant authorities in the ministry. But so far, actually, we not really get the subventions it, and we know say the process still in within the ministry.
Okay, una continue for those men at the studio. In name na Sally Ture and na representative heads of special needs institution. Same way, so the head teacher for Milti Magai School for the Blind Free Tongue, and same way, so get with me at the studio, Mohamed Salu Conte, where instead na head teacher for both school for the blind
Paul and school.
Both school for the blind, and they all there with me inside the studio for can look at the issue we get for do with preparation where they for make special needs institution them go back to school this academic year. Well, I continue with the program, and I also get with me at the studio the chairman and chief commissioner for the National Commission for Persons with Disability inside there with me at the studio. And don't forget to say this program they come to you courtesy of Osiwa and Rockdale Foundation. I continue with the program, chairman. You don't agree waiting the representative then from heads of special needs institution them don't see. First of all, the commission aware of all the concerns they are within the raise?
Yes, indeed, because when they write their letter, then copy we, as they don't point out, and we self engage authorities in the Ministry of Education. But you know the problem really the question of priorities in the apportionment of the national cake, you know, unfortunately, for well understandable reasons, I can say, you know, disability issues not seem for be at the top of the priority list. Luckily, I mean, somehow, more recently, because of the enactment of the Persons with Disabilities Act and the establishment of the commission, somehow the situation don't they change small, but it's still they far. We still they far because even like we self, we win at the commission, we for seek the welfare of persons with disabilities. Up to this moment, we not even get a single cent for the first half of the year. And then they talk about second and third quarter. That is the second half of the year. We don't get sent 1 cent for the first half of the year. So I empathize with them because I know, say, obviously, they know they charge fees. Now, one thing that way they not talk about, they know they charge fees from picking them. And some of the picking them way then they deal with, now more or less abandoned picking them. We sometime earlier this year, I go with a team from me commission. We go Kabbalah, and when we visit the school for the blind na Kabbalah, then show we one picking way don't they for some years. We in people then just go dump and they, I mean, let's put them bluntly. Then just go dump them. They not ever show face again. And that picking day, she's about 8 or 9 years now. Then go left and they when the picking in just about 3 years. All this time now, the school authorities they take care of her, and they know they get any way for generating compass. They depend on government or people them way they we get sorry at way they give them things now and again. So we as a commission, we really let us not say empathize, we sympathize with, because I think say that a stronger term for say in this kind of situation, we sympathize with them, but we can't do much more than continue to engage the authorities so that in the first place then go increase the subvention. I think I understand say now 40 million per quarter for each school, eh?
20.
Well,
20.
Well, that says for quarter. Uh-huh. It varies from school to school or from institution to institution. Uh-huh. Some you get 13 million per quarter, 15 million per quarter, wow. 20 million, 28 million per quarter. So it varies from institution to institution.
Well. That now something else. You know, really and truly, knowing, waiting, it mean for educate, let's say blind child, because myself don't go through the process. Me na be number two na the blind school, way blind school begin in 1956, and I go through right up to academy and then Frabe College. I know waiting I go through as a blind student.
Okay.
I know the kind of things where I be need. I know been get books, textbooks. I been get for depend on my friends. Then we been get for the buy. I get tape recorder in those days. Them big reel to reel tape recorder. Them you know, buy them. And if I know been get support from the Royal Commonwealth Society for the Blind, it may be extremely difficult for me, because that in the, I mean, the Blind Welfare Society will be responsible for the school. Then self now through government, I mean, they get subvention. But of course,
so
in those days, things were cheap, you know. I mean, like for instance, I know when I've been getting them, I mean, they give me an allowance of 25 Leon Swago Frabe College.
So, Chairman, on this particular issue, the commission don't make any intervention?
Yes, as I say, for instance, we get somebody where they represent the Ministry of Education at the commission in the person of Mr. Sir Stephen Ali Korosa, Deputy Director of Special Needs. Either between at the commission, and me personally, from time to time, at the contact higher authorities at the commission. I mean at the ministry, but unfortunately, I think the ministry get so much on the desk that you know, it's difficult at times for let them address some of the somewhat insignificant issues. Yeah, I mean, I sorry for being kind of sarcastic, but I only the appeal that, you know, then people, yeah, get more, let the ministry pay a little more attention to them, you know, because if, for instance, some of the tertiary institutions, they get hundreds of billions of leons per quarter. Billions of leons per quarter. I think, say, it only fair for their special needs institution then get not less than 50 million, minimum 50 million per quarter. Another thing, say too much for support the institutions here, 200 million per year.
So like which role will the commission go play now for CC una able for communicate or pass that information the well where the ministry go able for understand?
No, well, you know, we go do a bit. We go continue for engage the authorities, and we know the difficulties we government they face right now in terms of finances, in terms of money. But as the saying goes, "Os tight stay fall must lay." Also, so that's what Creole man say, and I know say. The ministry go able squeeze from some area because truly speaking me feel say if only then pay more attention to the needs of special needs schools then go able squeeze something from somewhere for where they address them because I mean 15 million 13 million 20 million a quarter. I don't think say that will be too much of a problem, but it's extremely difficult because almost even 20 million go able do in a single month. Let me take for instance feeding. You know, we all know for feed a household of four people. Well, some people go say me they in a position, but I tell you, believe you me, it cost me a lot for feed a household of four or five people. Before I say 50, 60 picking them, 20 million, I mean, I really understand, say, government get problems. But let me not talk as a civil society organization activist, but I think we go engage with colleagues in the Ministry of Education. Let them consider them people you had in plight because it's very serious. It's very serious.
Okay, continue for the program. In name na Frederick Kamara, na the chairman and chief commissioner. Na the National Commission for Persons with Disability, and I still great with me at the studio, Mohamed Sally Conte, when I head teacher at Bow School for the Blind, and also Sally Toure, when I head teacher for Blind School in Freetown, and it's also they represent heads of special needs institution at the studio, and they're all there so this afternoon for can talk about the preparation where. Or if any preparation day for make special needs institution them go open school and ready for the 2017-2018 academic year. Well, I they continue with the program. This time round I they go into another issue, and for the past 2 weeks or so, we don't see some special needs students them na FBC. They call on the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology for make them go look inside concern where they say the Ministry of Education don't able forgive 17 out of the 27 name them where then sent to the Ministry of Education forget the granting aid where government they give as then say all these 27 number na special needs when our students then where they live with disability na FBC and according to the Country Disability Act students then when a disabled student them supposed forget free tertiary education at all that all tertiary institution in the country. Well, I look inside this issue and put this report together.
Part 5, Section 1 of the Country in Disability Act 2011 give right to all disabled students them for their free access to tertiary education na all learning institution in the country. And but 2 weeks back, we don't see some special needs students then Afrabe College, University of Salon. The rest concerned say the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology approved 17 out of the 27 special needs students then na FBC when apply for the government granting aid. Francis Danema, na the public relations officer, Special Needs Student Association na FBC.
10 people not able to get, and we'll be doing the try for engage the college administration for see how they will ensure so that with 10 people and we not get, they still come in for benefits, but this not be not able to attain it. And among them 10 people they not get, some of the colleagues and in the final year, FBC don't start exam, second semester exam for final year students then. And then with colleagues and they ask to the talk, we don't try for do all processes for now we ensure say they will go through the registration and try for seat. We're not able. Now exam don't start. Monday, Tuesday, and get the out of examination class.
Francis Danema say all the 27 students here, we don't complete the granting aid form from the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, but seen as 17 out of the 27 named them, we go to the Ministry of Education. The ministry approved and say this concern. Now one way they don't take up with the FBC administration, but the administration and FBC safe tell them say that they name them they get from the Ministry of Education.
We don't talk to them say if you go meet with Mr. Pierce and try to explain the concern to them. Let the Ministry of Education do ya. If they want to do quick verification, we still get released. The 10 people that if they want for let them still come for let them verify them, they will come for let them verify the form. But let the administration and FBC allow them for let them sit the exam, because this is not the final year and they for educate. But people with disabilities, they are this controller able to get education. If the president madam give the opportunity, say let people with disability, let them go to university and get free education, they we are with the big Ministry of Education for let them able help we. FBC gets over 200 people that will get the granting aid. People with disabilities are just 27.
We ask them, let them fill the scholarship application form, and we get a special file for the disabled. But when you fill the form, you pass them through the officer who is in charge of special needs at the ministry. When they verify, say this student is disabled, most of the time, he can write on top of the form. Then he bring the person come to himself, see, say, na disabled person. When we get that information there, we put the file. At the end of the day, now then forms and then we take the names and the information who they na the form from. Make we write, they will put them at the correct place where they. If person not complete with form, anybody will not complete the application form in your entitled to a scholarship.
The last voice, now the Director of Education, Programs and Services, now the Ministry of Education, Science and Technology, Milton Masai Pierce, been talk in Saturday. Usa is say the ministry not they give scholarship to any student when not fill and return the granting aid form. Usa the problem then now with all this issue. As the public relations officer for Special Needs Association, still they say incompetent students then be don't fill and return them form here. And this be make her ask Mr. Pierce for the way forward for this issue, because the public relations officer for the Special Needs Students and FBC don't already they make concern say some part incompetent students then suppose for take the current FBC exam.
Right now, the form saying they're available. Person come, he take the form, he fill them. When you fill them, you can and go to the Special Needs. A girl for look at them, they indicate for we what is the disability the person get. Then adjust for we record so that you will expose. Now special file then get.
The Director of Education, Programs and Services, now the Ministry of Education, Milton Mansai Pierce, don't already give solution to the problem. As he say, the form then they now na the ministry and they call on the students then for make them go and fill them form here. But the big concern now na that the public relations officer for the special needs student then they say some part incompetent them don't already miss some part the exam them where they carry on now na FBC. For the Society for Radio Democracy, Mina Fatima say they bring you that report day.
I continue with the program. We own challenge where they come to life from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM on the internet on www.radiodemocracy.sl. Courtesy of Osiwa and Rock the Foundation, they support Radio Democracy for bringing the program We Own Challenge come to you. I will continue with the program and the report where you just don't listen to that call day or concern where the special needs students and our FBC they raise. Now call where they don't raise this week will be. This week they make 3 weeks exact where they don't raise that particular concern day. And before I come to the studio for do the program, I'll talk with the PRO again from FBC, the special needs PRO, and he confirmed to me, say, up till now, they don't get solution to this problem yet. But we still try, and we'll be serious, so they try to forget the FBC administration for no waiting on the happen to this particular issue. We they continue with the program, and I still get now the studio with me, the chairman and chief commissioner for the National Commission for Persons with Disability. Chairman, before I can have the studio, I talk with Francis, and Francis say, this particular issue there with the commission as well.
Yes, indeed, Fatima. You know, this is an issue we don't they handle. But unfortunately, the officer we've been they handle and directly in the person of Ms. Sakalan Davoa, it don't left we, it don't go another place. So now the transition from him to somebody else, we now Prince Monday. Now, in don't hold up things a bit, but me they promise you now that tomorrow I go engage Professor Gbamanja, and for let we try sort this matter out. One thing we want for make clear, we been don't try for establish an understanding with the Ministry of Education that then students here, when they apply, if there is any problem, let them refer to we. Because on a number of occasions, we don't intervene. 2013, 2014, and 2016, we don't intervene for let this matter, let things not continue for a day this way. But it all seem like, say, we understanding how the kind of thing way we they try for arrange the work, because we say the students for go to we let we give support to their application, and out of the 27 the 17 way Ministry of Education approve, now the 17 we go to we support, and I sure say Francis Nainema myself go confirm that the 17 out of the 27 then go to we, and we support the application, because we now the statutory body where government don't give the power for enforce the provisions of the act, and he even give the power say anybody will not comply. We get the right for take legal action. Now we get right for even take Ministry of Education to court if they infringe anything. Now that make we they try for intervene for make sure say you know things no go the way we then seem for they go. That is students they no get chance for seat and all of that. But once again, I they promise say tomorrow, sometime this evening itself, I will try for call Professor Gbamanja for let her fix an appointment with him. Let we sit down and discuss some of the issues here with other relevant authorities now for Abbey College. But the fact is that some of the students and self, because Monday tell me say he meet one or two of them, we then say, well, then they already apply to education. He ask them if they get your own endorsement. Then say no. They don't already apply to Ministry of Education. So, but we get for make that a policy, because just like I don't tell Francis Nainema, you know, the acts say for let all students with disabilities get free education. That's not a statement. But a statement for be supported by a policy, okay? The policy now the one we spell out how things for be. The statement just say this thing for be, but it not spell out how it for be. And the policy now they spell out how for go about it. Would I qualify? Would I not qualify? Strictly speaking. And what extent of support then forget, because it can be just the fees, period. But for students with disabilities, they not just need the fees. They're also like blind students. They need learning materials, braille equipment, braille texts, all them kind in there. So the policy will spell out details of what that mean. What about a deaf student? You know, and just say forget education. How and what kind of education? The question of sign language interpretation, all of them kind in there. A policy statement for day we go spell out.
Well, Chairman, some of the actions they are so look the late because looking at the issue we get for with FBC, this is not for the first time where we see this they happen, and also other concern them be don't they come. Even some facility where they're supposed to get nuggets, we don't get series of them particular issue there. So why would the action or waiting need for be done they late?
Well, it's easier said than done. You know, when you make a statement or even a policy, if resources not there for support the implementation of that statement or policy is difficult. Now resources go make the implementation of the policy effective. And the commission, for instance, we short staff. We not get the number of staff where we go able for deploy in various areas. We go handle some of the issues. Yeah, just like how don't say we been get Davoa, and now I don't left. We don't assign the task to somebody else. We been they do other thing, and now we really need forget the kind of staff we go able do. Some of the things here, and also, you see, for say like for instance, for provide learning materials, that now a very expensive kind of undertaking, and I don't know if the Ministry of Education get that kind of money there, because let's take for instance a Perkins Brailler for a blind student. If a blind student for use a Perkins Brailler, one Perkins Brailler now they cost a minimum of $800.
Okay.
And you get so many, at least 200-300 blind picking them at different schools, you know, in all easy. Quite recently, the Ministry